Good leaders are good followers of Jesus. I believe this is the message Jesus is trying to get the Apostle Peter to understand in today's gospel reading. We're only being good leaders when we're being good followers of Jesus. In the gospel reading today, Peter was trying to mislead Jesus down a path of comfort and pleasure at all costs. A path very different than the path of suffering, death, and resurrection that God wanted. About 2,000 years ago, Jesus said the following words to serve as a wake-up call to this misleading Peter. Get behind me, Satan. In God's divine timing, these same words Jesus spoke to Peter are echoing through the millennia to be heard in every Catholic church today by those successors of the apostles who now need a wake-up call. These words are timely as we Catholics hear in the news about the clergy sex abuse scandal, where a handful of bishops and hundreds of priests have tried to mislead thousands of children and sisters in our Catholic family down a different path God wants for them. We Catholics who call these leaders of our church Father are experiencing a terrible family crisis today. This is a crisis of fatherhood. This is a crisis of leadership. These shepherds who have shown with their actions that they are interested in feeding themselves at the expense of the sheep are not the ones Jesus wants shepherding his church and his sheep. As a father of young children, when I hear some of these stories of clergy sex abuse, of children who have done nothing wrong, I feel a deep sense of outrage and sadness. As we feel this sting of this painful truth in our church about the sex abuse crisis, it's important for us to realize that this is only a part of a chronic problem in our society. This is part of a much larger sex abuse epidemic in our society. Did you know that 1 in 5 adults report that they were sexually abused as a child? 1 in 5. Sadly, the people forcing these children to do something with their bodies that they don't want to do, and the people who help cover this up, are people who are supposed to be leaders in the lives of these children. This great evil is often done by parents, grandparents, aunts, uncles, coaches, teachers, and sadly, even clergy. Unfortunately, it is often tough for many of us to identify who these evildoers are. These people don't want to be detected because they want to continue to be able to do their evil ways. The people doing these evil acts are not dressing up in devil Halloween costumes so we can easily identify them. Instead, these individuals are often trying to appear as people we would never expect to be doing such evil. That's why one name we call this father of lies is the deceiver. To identify who this deceiver is in our lives, all we have to do is to watch how this person will hypocritically say one thing in public to look good, and then turn around in private to mislead us in the opposite direction. In today's gospel, Peter hypocritically first publicly professes faith that Jesus is the Christ, the Messiah the Jews have been wanting to come lead them. But then Peter turns around in private, and instead of following Jesus, Peter tries to mislead Jesus in a different direction. In our second reading, St. James reminds us that professions of faith are meant to be practiced and to live out with our actions. Those in the clergy who do these evil acts are hypocrites, who at Mass publicly say, "This is my body, which will be given up for you," and then turn around after Mass and in private say to an innocent child, "This is your body, which will be taken by me." Brothers and sisters, don't be misled by these deceivers. These people who, instead of taking their leadership role in our lives seriously, are perfectly fine with letting a few minutes of their perverted pleasure result in a lifetime of suffering for an innocent child. We know we Catholics aren't immune to this evil. Many of us gathered here today as a church family have been directly impacted by sexual abuse. For those gathered here who have endured this suffering, Know that Jesus is with you in your suffering. Jesus knows firsthand great suffering from having taken on to himself all the sins of the world. Others of us gathered here today may have been indirectly impacted by sex abuse. We may know of a person who either sexually abused someone or who has sexually abused themselves and kept the sex abuse quiet, choosing to protect a reputation over protecting the innocent. This keeping sex abuse quiet happens much, much more in our society than most people realize. Most people are shocked to find out that 85% of adults who were sexually abused as a child say they never reported it to the authorities. The quickest way to double the size of a problem is to turn our back on it. Keeping sex abuse quiet just allows those who have abused children to continue abusing others without being held accountable for the suffering they have caused. Brothers and sisters, whether it's sexual abuse or some other form of suffering, we have all experienced suffering in our lives. Whether it's being the peer pressure to be promiscuous for some of our college students, anxiety, depression, or something else, we all have suffering in our lives. Our first reading from Isaiah today talks about this suffering as being deeply connected to faith. Each of our lives has trials that are uniquely ours. It is an inevitable part of the human condition. All the suffering experienced now and for all eternity comes from being misled down Peter's path of pleasure and comfort at all costs. Jesus wants us to realize that when we let the enemy mislead us, every step we take down Peter's path of comfort and pleasure at all costs is a step further into a prison cell that eventually will be closed for all eternity. Whatever the evil of sin and suffering that has been brought into our lives, we must deal with the evil head on, just like Jesus did with Peter in today's gospel reading. Instead of passively letting the enemy lead us into being pulled away from the lives we were meant to live, let our lips speak Jesus' words to the evil one in our lives. Get behind me, Satan. When we reject being misled down the nightmare path of the evil one, and we instead follow Jesus' lead, we are awakened to see that the shackles of sin and suffering, which have been part of our history, don't have to be the end of our story. When we follow Jesus' lead, the shackles of sin and suffering can be released by following Jesus' lead. We can be freed from the sin and suffering we've experienced and leave it buried in the grave behind us, both today in this world and for all eternity. We are meant to live forth from our suffering. This morning at the breakfast table, my 5-year-old son Beckett said, "Dad, you know what my favorite part of the gospel is?" I said, "No, what's that, Beckett?" He said, "When Jesus rises from the dead." Easter is my favorite part. It's the best. Because Jesus rises from the dead and I get candy. Jesus is leading us to experience an Easter Sunday type of resurrection in our lives, beginning today and forever. A resurrection of our humanity that points the way to Jesus for others to see him and follow him. May each of us lead our lives as members of the body of Christ by following Jesus as the head of our church, so we can help lead his church to its fulfillment. Then, as good leaders who are good followers of Jesus, we can rise with Jesus today so we may be able to say, this is the first day of our resurrected lives.